Our story begins at the Westside Hospital, where Rex and Ellie are sitting by Agnes's bedside when she begins to wake up.
Mom? Rex, I think she's coming around.
Mom? Mom, can you hear me?
She's opening her eyes. I'll go get the doctor.
Mom, it's Rex. Can you hear me? Just relax, Mom. Ellie went to get Dr. Blanchard. You're going to be all right. Mom, what are you trying to say? What is it, Mom? I can't understand you. You look so upset. Are you not able to talk?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. In the third floor waiting room, Hannah approaches Perry.
Perry, did something happen? Are you all right?
Oh, I'm okay.
Is there any news on Rex's mom?
Hi, Perry. Hannah, I heard about Rex's mother. How is she?
She had a stroke. She's stable, but the doctors don't know the extent of the damage.
That's terrible.
I'll be right back.
Sure.
Was Perry very close to Rex's mother? He seems to be taking this very hard.
No, he wasn't. I think something else is going on.
How are you doing? I haven't seen you in a while.
Well, I'm about to start a new job, waiting tables at Murphy's Law. Not exactly what I want to do long term, but I have to make a living somehow.
Well, do you have any interest in coming to work at Monthly?
Doing what?
I don't know. I'm sure I could find a place for you somewhere there.
I'll keep that in mind. I'm actually spending my time these days with Raven and trying to track down Mandy Selleck.
Mandy? Matt's publicist?
Yes. I know you'll think I'm as nuts as everyone else does, but I think Mandy is involved in Marty's kidnapping, and I want to prove it.
What? What makes you think that?
First off, she's very weird, and just a little too obsessed with the babies at the hospital in Erie. Second, I talked to her on the phone when she called Matt, and I heard a baby in the background. Except for Todd, no one believes it could be her.
Well, what are you doing to find out?
Todd and I are making phone calls to some of our other clients. So far, no luck. We just started this morning. I wish I could go to London to see for myself.
Wow, you're serious about this. Well, then why don't you go?
Oh, a little thing called money is standing in the way. I have none.
Look, Hannah, if it's a plane ticket to London you need to help bring Marty home, consider it done.
Blake, I couldn't let you do that.
We're talking about your sister's baby here. Raven means a lot to me. She's one of the only friends I have. And even if this is a wild goose chase, at least we'll know for sure.
Blake, I'm stunned here. Raven has said so many good things about you, but I can't believe how generous you're being.
Hannah, I'll do anything for the people I care about. I'll call Evan at home now and have her arrange your flight.
Thank you so much. You don't know how much this means to me.
If Mandy's somehow involved in Marty's kidnapping, go find out, but then let the police handle the rest of it. Promise me that.
I will. I promise.
In Mandy's New Zealand apartment, Rachel has just received a phone call from Mandy.
This baby is a boy, Mandy, not your daughter, Angela. What's going on here?
Rachel, what are you talking about? Of course she's Angela.
Either you are completely nuts or I am. Why are you calling this baby Angela?
Because she is. She's my dear, sweet little girl.
She's not a girl, Mandy. Unless you have a very good explanation, I'm going to call the agency and let them know about this.
Don't you call anyone. I knew I shouldn't have trusted you. I'm going to take the first flight back to New Zealand, and you'll be relieved of your duties.
Are you honestly telling me you believe this baby is a girl?
Of course I do. I'm her mother. Don't you think I would know?
Honestly, I don't know what to think about you or this entire situation, but I do know one thing. I can't pretend this baby is a girl and act like this is a normal job for me. Something is very wrong here, and I plan on getting to the bottom of it.
Please don't do anything until I get home. I'll be there as soon as I can.
You want me to just sit here and do nothing about this? I've already been doing that all day. I'm going to call the agency and let them tell me what to do.
Do that, Rachel, and you'll be very sorry.
Oh, my God. Are you threatening me?
I don't make threats, Rachel. I'm just giving you a piece of friendly advice for your own well-being.
In the Richmond County home, Clint is talking with Dara and a social worker when Chuck walks in.
My God, you look just like your mother.
Who are you?
Dara, this is Chuck, right?
Yes, I'm Chuck Landers.
How did you know my mother?
We knew each other in college.
I don't remember her mentioning a Chuck.
Well, we haven't seen each other in a while.
Chuck, maybe you could come back later.
Maybe you should both come back later.
No, I need to talk to Dara. Please.
Please, just give us a minute.
5 minutes, and that's it.
Thanks.
How are you? Well, I'll find out what happened from a contact of hers down here.
Clint, she just walked into the living room and fell over. I tried to wake her up, but she wouldn't get up. She just wouldn't move.
That must have been awful. I wish I could have been down here with you.
I tried to tell her this would happen. Why didn't she listen to me? Now I'm going to be all alone.
You're not alone, Dara. You have me. I'll be here for you.
Clint, we have to call your mother and let her know you're here. She's worried sick about you.
You ran away again?
I had to. I needed to see you. To let you know that we have each other and we'll get through this together.
But your mom will make you go back to New York, and I'll be here alone in this home. I can't stay here, Clint. I just can't.
There has to be another answer, Dara, and I'll find it. I swear to you, I will.
At Marilyn's apartment, Gretchen has just arrived.
Marilyn, I got here as quickly as I could. What's going on?
Where have you been, Gretchen? I've been trying to reach you for hours.
After work, I went rollerblading in the park. Your messages sounded urgent. I couldn't tell if you were angry or upset or what. What's going on?
You need to sit down.
Oh, no. It's not Mom and Dad, is it?
No. Please, have a seat.
You're scaring me here, Marilyn. If it's not Mom and Dad, then what do you need to tell me that's so urgent?
I was at Blake's office earlier when I got a call from my admin. She told me that Serena had called for me.
Serena? After all this time, what the hell did she want?
All she told Trudy was that Jacob was in the hospital and things didn't look good, and that she'd call back later.
Jacob is sick? What's wrong with him?
She didn't say, and she never called back.
Wow. I can't believe she called you after, what, 5 years? Do you think Jacob is really sick? Why get in touch with us now?
Trudy told me that Serena sounded desperate when she called, so I went back to the office to wait for her to call back. I just had a bad feeling about the whole thing. When she didn't call back, I had Trudy start calling all the hospitals in Brooklyn, but there was no Jacob Stiles anywhere.
Well, for all we know, they moved out of Brooklyn a long time ago.
Trudy started calling hospitals in Manhattan and eventually found out that Jacob had been staying at Westside the past few days.
Had? Does that mean he's home now?
No, Gretchen. Jacob died today.
What? No, Marilyn. No, there must be some mistake.
I'm afraid there isn't. Jacob had pneumonia, apparently, and he was too weak to fight it anymore.
No. Not Jake. He's too young to die. Oh, Marilyn.
He's gone, Gretchen. Our baby brother is gone.
Why are we finding out about this just now? If he was this sick, why didn't Serena call us?
You know how she is. She hates us. That's why we haven't seen Jacob in 5 years. That bitch kept us from him.
I just always thought that we would see him again at some point. I never thought anything like this would happen.
I have to call Mom and Dad and let them know.
They're gonna be devastated. Mom has never been the same since we lost contact with them. We haven't even seen Denise since she was a few months old.
Well, we're going to see her now.
What do you mean?
Serena may not call us and let us know what's going on, but our brother will have a proper funeral and his family will attend, whether she likes it or not.
Back in New York at the Westside Hospital, Hannah calls Todd on a payphone.
Hello?
Hey, you. Pack your bags.
What? For what?
Oh, I hate to leave town right now with Rex's mom in the hospital, but we have no other choice, Todd.
Wait. Slow down. What are you talking about, Hannah?
You and I, we're going to London.
London? How?
Courtesy of Blake Whitney. And you and I, we're not coming home without my baby nephew.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.